market.
And that was talked about before you came in. We were discussing the fact that data being used in the past was said, hey, we spent more in just the building of the airport. The county received more of a benefit just from the building of the airport, and that was part of that original $500,000 that was put up towards the risk mitigation.
Right. Before you even look at any of the economic
And we've not used the full, to answer, and I think that's what we were discussing when you walked in. That $500,000 that we agreed to has not been spent.
Right.
So I don't want to not continue on with essentially a commitment that we made however many years ago. Was it
2014. I think 2014. It was right after.
I don't think it's right for us to not continue with a commitment that we've, especially, I don't know that the new, I guess that's my thing is the language in the contract doesn't give us an automatic out, as kind of how you referred it to.
The Taney County fulfilled its commitment the time period it made. When you guys made it for the $500,000, you made it for a certain time period. Then the last one,
I understand that.
So Taney County is not making.
You're not arguing the time commitment, you're arguing the amount of money.
No.
So the contract's still in place.
Yes, for Silver Airlines.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And we said at the time, we amended it to put Silver Airways on it. Mm-hmm. And we said we would come back to amend it again if that deal doesn't work or another deal makes more sense. And that's all we're doing here today is amending this agreement so that we can do another deal with a carrier that makes more sense. We didn't do the deal with Silver because it didn't make sense. They were delayed in the process of getting the ATRs and flying that route with Saabs, which we could have done, by the way, which would have cost us all money because it wouldn't have worked. That airplane is too small. It's too long of a stage length to the markets that were being discussed. So rather than force that service and cost the Tier 1, 2, and 3 risk mitigators money, we chose to terminate that agreement, which ultimately cost us money because we were operating without that commercial service until Frontier came in 2018. So we did that at our own expense to save all of the people involved in the risk mitigation deal money. And, we thought that was the most responsible thing to do because that service would not have worked with those airplanes.
How much money is behind us in those Tier 2, 3, and however many? Isn't there like a...
Yeah, all three tiers are, $1.25 million. Currently, at its current funded level, if the county,
there's over $1 million behind us.
Yeah.
Mr. Presiding, I was here during the original negotiation of the airport. I do have a great deal of information if you would like to know. And basically at that time, the commission was adamant that they would not provide funds to continue the airport. They did put in some roads for the airport. But
no, they didn't. Make sure your information is correct.
Just a minute,
there was
please.
No roads put in or paid for. And I was here, too, with Chuck, and the county did not put in any roads.
And Mr. Hershend, who was here, and adamant that the airport
you did not
needed
spend any money on roads.
Own legs.
So if you're going to give information, make sure it's correct.
I can get you the information.
It's not correct. I was here. The county did not build a road for the airport.
We need to direct everything to the presiding commissioner or to the commission.
That's what I'm trying to do.
You also rebutted with him. Now, here's the one thing about that. We are not spending any money with the airport. It is a risk mitigation. And you and I have had this discussion before, and that's where you and I have gotten heated before. The money doesn't go to the airport. It goes to an airline to bring business in. No.
Through the TDD.
It is not for the airport. It is for the community. That's where, Ms. Neely...
Yes, sir.
The money does not go to the airport.
I understand.
It does not have anything to do with their bottom line. It does not have anything to do...
It does affect their running of the airport.
It affects the entire community.
I believe it would be illegal for us to give money directly to the airport.
Exactly.
That's why we have the
TDD.
But even then, the money doesn't...
That's why it was established.
But even... And that was for... That's for them to even be able to use the land. From my understanding, the TDD is in existence for them to be able to use the land that the airport sits on. So it's a lot. It's not just as black and white as you're trying to say.
No, it isn't. There was a lot of things involved.
There's a lot of things there.
at the time, and that was one of the things that was made adamant, because they did ask us to pay for each person that landed to pay a percentage like Branson negotiated. And we said adamantly, no, we would not do that. That we, at the time, the commission did not feel that the airport was going to be able to continue. But they agreed to do it because the county would get the airport in 50 years. It doesn't belong to us until 50 years.
But that's not the way it is now. Chances are the county would not have the airport.
No, that's still the way it is. The information, I mean, I'm happy to give a 101 on the airport and how it works. I've been here for the whole thing, which you all know. You know, I'm an owner myself. I've invested lots of money in this project. The county hasn't spent any money on the airport. All they've gotten is the benefit of these passengers coming in through this airport. You got an airport for free. Taney County did. It hasn't cost you a penny. You've only benefited from the taxes collected from the passengers that we bring in. And the fact is we've had over 1 million passengers through that airport since we've opened. That fact is irrefutable.
Jeff.
What they generate in terms of revenue has been supported by a top economist in the aviation industry. He's been in USA Today and everything else. So, you know, Donna just said that somebody built, the county built roads for the airport. That's not true at all. So, there was a deal made with the county to where we gifted the land to the county. In turn, the county leases it back to the TDD, and then the TDD leases it to Branson Airport to operate for the term of the lease.
True.
That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And we have been spending money. It was our decision to do this. We've lost money to this point, and we continue to run that airport responsibly and put money into the community and try to make it work. Ultimately, if we're successful, someday we'll make money off of it. It's been in operation for 10 years. That hasn't been the case. We're asking the county to do a risk mitigation deal, which is very common at airports around the country. There's deals just like this at other airports. Those communities do it because of the economic benefit that air service brings to the community. That's all we're asking for here, is that the county do this deal. It was put in place in 2014 that you extend it. Every other person behind you has already put in the money. So the 20 private sector partners have signed their agreements. The TCED has signed their agreement, and the city of Hollister has signed their agreement.
Jeff, but Taney County is the one that is up front.
Yes. And because the county makes the most amount of money off of these passengers.
We have a 0.5% sales tax that we do get on anything.
No, you get more than that, because the other taxes still get collected, even though they don't go into the general fund. You're still making more than that. That's Lee McFeeters has explained that to you guys several times in letters.
We're getting we're getting all the taxes collected for the county use, whether it be general county, law enforcement, sewer.
Jeff, I thoroughly enjoyed the airport. And I enjoyed when they had, I know that's irrelevant, it sounds like I'm talking, and I am. I'm talking on this side as an individual who used to be able to fly on it, and I like that. And I think it is good for the community. Every private business contributes to the community. And I think of the millions of dollars. Silver Dollar City is just putting in $30 million.
Silver Dollar City is not even in the county.
No, but we benefit from it. It would be nice if they're in Stone County, but we benefit from it because of what it brings tourism here, and they don't just go to that one day. But it's not about that. That's not where I'm at. I'm sitting here as a commissioner that sees the budget, sees what our expenses are and what our revenues are, and I see what's coming up to us in 2020-21 that we've got 911, who is a vital service that we need, that it's essential for this county. And we're going to have to look at that. GCR is going to have to start doing something there.
Well, hopefully this deal will bring in some additional tourists and generate some additional revenue for the county.
And what I hope and I feel
confident. And it only will bring in additional service if we spend it.
And
if we don't spend it, it sits there. If we spend it, it means there's more flights coming in That's what the contract says, is it says there it has to be additional service and expanded service. So if that were the case, then you would have more passengers and more revenue if it's being spent.
I feel confident that if the people understand, if we put the additional tax back on the ballot, and if the people understand how that we're taking care of their money, of their funds, and spending it to cover the expenses, I feel that they will support it. But until that is passed, we're going into the savings account. And right now, until it's passed and we can have a more balanced budget, I'm just afraid. I buy stock in the stock market too, and it goes up and it goes down. But that's my personal money. I can't do that for Taney County.
Well, it should be viewed as you being anti-economic development if you don't vote for this, because this is bringing in if we spend the money, if any of this money gets spent, it's because there's additional air service. That air service generates money per passenger brought in, probably far in excess of the 285. We can go through that all over again, but I've provided it so many times. I've explained it to everybody on the commission. So, you know, you're not going to lose money on this deal. You may spend the $215,000, you know, but you're only going to spend it if passengers are coming in and they're spending money in Taney County and you're collecting taxes off of those people.
May I ask you a question, Jeff? Okay. We're tier one. Taney County is on the $215,000, and then the airport has, I think, 30-some thousand. Okay. So monthly, which you'd suggested last time, and I'm assuming that monthly, if the airline gives you a loss statement that showing they've lost this much in that month, then you present that to the TDD board, and in so many days, then Taney County writes a check to the TD board, and they pay that lost revenue to the airline.
Right.
So that's done monthly, up to the $215,000.
Right.
Then when that's done, will that airline still be operating there, and maybe then tier two or three or something that?
Yeah, that's the idea.
So you think then they'll go ahead and put in the money, we'll keep it operating, and Taney County then's out of it, and these other tiers are going to actually...
That's the way the deal works. Yeah, that's what the contract says.
I know that's what it says. But see, the last time on the $285,000, when we saw it wasn't working, you were wisely and you stopped it because it... So
yeah,
would that happen now?
Well, possibly. I mean, we would never want to terminate. We would never want the service to just continue and pull money down. But that said, if the service is working and developing and there's a little bit of a loss during that time period, that's what this fund's for. And it could go past the county, could go past the TCD, it could go well into the private sector. But it depends on what the service is and how it's doing. But the bottom line is you know, the average visitor spends is a thousand. I'm got my phone out because I'm doing the calculation here. $215,000. The average air visitor is spending about $1,000 in Taney County when they fly in on a airline into Branson. So, you know, as far as that goes, that's 215 passengers. Okay, you can also calculate the tax revenue off of that. But they're spending. That's real. We know that's true. I mean, we know that's the case. So you're going to make this money back off of these visitors if you spend it. That's why communities all around the country do risk mitigation deals to try to develop their air service. And this deal has nothing to do with whether or not the airport's privately operated or not. It has nothing to do with that. And you know, so it's that's all it is. And back to the office, I'll forward the letter from Dr. McFeeters that explains all that, that explains the fiscal benefit.
I think I have
from
a copy
visitor
of it.
Spends. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's the reason for doing this. And if you're having other economic troubles in the county, all the more reason to do it, is my opinion. And that's because if you don't do this and you don't grow air service, where's your solution?
Is risk mitigation is a form of, like you said, bringing... It's just a tracking airline. Mm. into to where they, hey, yeah, we'll actually give that market a chance.
Yeah, so there's, you know, certain